we find that the boys can discuss, the one actually goes ahead, and he's coming to Menachem Avil, how exactly is one to fill the mitzvah in practice, what does one have to do, at least on a strictly legal level, what's the minimum one can do to make a mitzvah. And we find in the place, there are three different levels of how one can engage in the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. The first mitzvah, which is the first most ideal sense of how to fulfill the mitzvah, but the one which we understand naturally, and that is if one can go ahead and accomplish something by relieving the Avil's tzar, by saying something which will help him, you know, relieve some of the pain and anguish he's suffering, help him move forward, something which can actually make a difference in his life, that is the purest form and the biggest mitzvah, the textbook case of how one should be Nachum Avil. However, obviously, which is often the case, people come in, they come to Nachum Avil, they really didn't necessarily know the person who passed away, or due to other reasons, they can't necessarily do that. So how do they fulfill the mitzvah when they can't actually make a tangible difference in that sense? So we have on that other sources which indicate otherwise, that one can make a mitzvah with a lesser contribution. And that is, the preacher says that there was a prevailing minig in Ashkenaz, the Rosh sites, and that was that on Shabbos they would go after Shul to the house of the person who was sitting Shiva, and they would sit there for a long time. And it doesn't really seem to indicate they said anything. At the end, when they walked out, they would say Amakim Minachim, but the actual time spent, they didn't seem to engage in any overt display of words of Tanchumim. And the preacher says from there, one can deduce that the mere fact that one comes and sits by an Ovel, one comes and spends time in Ovel and shows that he is involved in caring for the person, showing covered for the person passed away, the coming and sitting alone without saying any words whatsoever is already fulfillment of the mitzvah. On top of that, other paiskim want to say that Amakim Minachim, which in itself is not much of the lashon, Amakim Minachim Eschem, is more of a bracha than a condolence. It's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall help bring you a nechama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall give you a nechama. That case is a bracha, but there are those who want to say that that will be even a higher level than just sitting there because you're wishing him a bracha, and we know that Nichum Avelim is learned out from the pasuk of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a bracha, Yivarech Es Yitzchak, that there's a concept of a bracha of Avelim, and therefore there's a higher sense. We're left with three levels. The highest level is to actually make a real difference by speaking words that matter that can actually help move the Avel to a better situation. A lower level would be saying Hamakim Menachem, which pretty much everyone does when they go to Menachem Avel, and the lowest level would be simply sitting there. Now there is a bit of halachic nafkamino, and that is, there's a halacha in Shinai involved there, paskins, ein ha menachem reshayim l'tayach ad shiftach Avel t'chilo. Somebody comes to Menachem Avel is not allowed, suppose, in reshay, to begin speaking until the Avel speaks first. He's not supposed to open the conversation. The person who is the Avel, he is supposed to open the conversation first. So oftentimes people go to Menachem Avil and they sit there and the Avil may not be saying anything. So what does one do? So Paiskin can speak out that it seems that Ramah is talking about a case as based on the ideas expressed by the Levush and others. The idea is that when you come to Menachem somebody, you're coming to comfort him, it's impossible to comfort somebody until you understand what's bothering him. Every person has their own way of going through a tragedy. When somebody voices his issues, his problems, his things that are on his mind, you can go ahead and help him relieve that situation. So the textbook case of Nechum, if one's coming to engage in the textbook case of really speaking to the person, speaking about the nifter, speaking about how one can move forward, that type of speech is what is considered by the Ramah not ideal unless one goes ahead and waits for the Avil to Peseach Chilo. However, if one is coming and one is only saying Hamakim Minachim, one's only sitting there, or one's saying the bracha of Hamakim Minachim Eschem, according to most Paiskim, that wouldn't be a problem whatsoever, one could do so. Now, Lamaisa, those who want to say something, so what should he do if someone actually comes to Menachem Avil? And at times, the Avil himself may not know this halacha, so he won't start speaking. He sit there, and ideally, again, if you want to elaborate beyond Hamakim Menachem, what should one do? So the Paiskim, the different Paiskim speak out, the different Eitzes, the preacher speaks out that one can encourage the Avil to begin the conversation, meaning it's not usher to say any words. The idea is you want him to start the conversation. So you could say, "What, you know, can you tell me something about the person who was nifter?" So on and so forth. Anything which can prod the person to start the conversation, that would be totally allowed and ideal to go ahead with. Some place can go even further. That's not possible given the situation. If the Oval expresses anocha, a groan, a sigh, something that shows that he's expressing to somebody else his anguish, it's not a conversation, but it's also a beginning of a conversation, that would also be good enough. And in the worst case scenario, the place can speak out to Eliezer. Eliasha seems to be the same opinion. That worse comes to worse, if there's no other choice, one is not an isser. Ein reshai simply means that it's not ideal. One cannot possibly do it with a full capacity to menachem until he knows what the problem is. But there's no isser, and therefore, if faced with a situation where which calls for it, one can't begin without waiting for the Avil to begin.